If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. Paul wrote, "We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments." Paul was under attack from people within the church in Corinth. Some of them thought he was quite timid when he was with them in person, but extremely bold in his letters while away from them. It's never pleasant to be the target of criticism. Paul responds by helping his critics understand that he wasn't trying to impress them with powerful oratory and clever arguments. He was content to be thought of as a dull preacher, because what mattered was not his clever performance, but the declaration of the cross of Christ. That's where true wisdom is found. When people challenge Christian teaching, it's absolutely right that we should give a thoughtful and sensitive response. But we should never imagine that people will be won over by the power of our clever reasoning. We need to rely upon the power of the Spirit and pray that He will break into their lives and convince them of their need for God. We must play our part, but without the intervention of God Himself, nothing will change. The New Testament gives us much encouragement as we face the challenge of living for Christ in a fundamentally hostile society. Paul is clear that we are at war, but that shouldn't scare us, because God has perfectly equipped us to stand up to whatever the devil might throw at us. Ephesians chapter 6 provides a clear summary of the equipment that God has given to us. Paul's concern was that he and his friends in Corinth should wear the full armour of God and not imagine that, with their clever reasoning and wonderful oratory, they could somehow manage by themselves. So let me ask you, what are the mighty weapons that God has given to you today? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for perfectly equipping us for all the challenges that we might have to face. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premiere.org.uk/voice of hope. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.